Hello, welcome back to Divided with Jill. It's Jill. This is the last episode of season 6. If you're new here, I do my podcast in seasons, very similar to a TV show. I usually do like 10 to 11 episodes, but this season was only 9 episodes. Don't worry, next season we'll be back on track. But I love TV shows, I love movies, I love music, musicals, pop culture, everything and anything in entertainment. And that is all I talk about here. But if you are a recurring listener, welcome back. Last week, I talked about going absolutely feral at the Olivia Rodrigo concert, plus the announcement of the Bridgerton trailer, and how there's so much new music coming out this month. Taylor Swift's new album. Unfortunately, when this episode drops, the album hasn't dropped yet, so I'll have to let you know my thoughts on a different platform. But Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter is live now, and Cherry on Top by Ben Platt is live now, and I need to briefly discuss both of those songs with you. So Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter is the song of the summer. I stand by the statement, I will stand on this hill. It is so fun. This song is the perfect, like, summer vacation song. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very beachy. It's groovy. But it was also giving me kind of throwback vibe. A lot of artists are taking inspiration from the past. So, for example, Niall Horan has a song on his recent album called Save My Life. Or, like, Chapel Rowan with her song called Good Luck, Babe. And then Conan Gray with Never Ending Song. All have this, like, 80s pop vibe, if that makes sense. Okay, the only reason I'm saying 80s is because it's reminding me of Stranger Things, and I'm pretty sure like the first season of Stranger Things is like in the 80s. So that's where that's coming from. It's actually a completely different time period, and it's not even 80s at all. That would be really embarrassing. And the Jonas Brothers with Montana Sky, they all have a very similar production. Same thing with Ben Platt, like Cherry on Top also has like that kind of vibe. But yes, Espresso is already like in the top like Billboard charts and like Spotify and Apple Music. It's just so good. I don't understand, like, what does Sabrina Carpenter put in her songs that just make it so addicting? And I will be shocked if this is not on my Spotify Wrapped. Usually when an artist like releases a single, right, an album follows it. So hypothetically speaking, if Sabrina Carpenter were to release an album, what do we think the vibe will be? Do you think it'll be like this like fun pop songs like Espresso? Or do you think she'll pull an Ariana Grande where everything on the album is very heartbreaking and very much, I wish I hated you vibes, right? Because I really got bamboozled after listening to Yes And. I was like, oh, it's going to be like this funky, like hits, like very dancey vibes. And then we get like, We Can't Be Friends and I Wish I Hated You and all these like very heartbreaking, but also very healing songs. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I guess we'll have to stay tuned. Let me know what you think, hypothetically, what Sabrina Carpenter's next album is going to be like. And then, of course, Ben Platt, my fave. I have loved every single album he has dropped, every single song he has dropped. He's just everything to me. And this song, Cherry on Top, gives me like road trip vibes. It's definitely different from Andrew, the first song that he released. It's more dancey, and I can't wait to scream this at a future Ben Platt concert. It's so good. The music video, I believe, is dropping soon, and I think it's him and Noel Galvin in the video, which I'm excited to see them both. They are everything. Wait, I just also realized, I guess you could release a single and not have an album after. So I guess maybe Sabrina won't have a new album. Oh, that makes me sad. Okay, obviously she'll have a new album eventually, but like, I don't know how soon. Anyways, 10 out of 10 Cherry on Top, 10 out of 10 Espresso. Bangers. Now, another thing that was announced last week that I have thoughts on is the Bridgerton trailer. Oh my gosh, this was so anticipated because they posted so many teasers. And it's been like a minute since they dropped a Bridgerton season. Obviously, we got Queen Charlotte, and that was everything to me. And, you know, the strike happened, and so there was like a lot going on. And so we finally are getting season 3. And I'm so excited. Like, I don't think you understand. This is one of my top shows. And Shonda Rhimes just never misses. Obviously, to hype up the new season, they've been posting a lot of these teasers. And let me take you back. In December, they posted a teaser announcing that Bridgerton is going to be in two parts. They gave us a date. I remember being in Dublin, seeing this clip, freaking out. I was like, this is the moment I've been waiting for. They finally gave us a date. And the teaser was just so good. That was like the first announcement for season three. And then they gave us this Colin and Penelope teaser. The stars of season three, baby. She was saying that his eyes are like a beautiful like shade of blue or something. And Colin was gooped and gagged. He had to like take a drink after her whole speech to him. Oh my God, wait. Speaking of speeches, the love confession in season three, I don't think I'm ready. I do not think I'm ready for it. Like, what do we have next? We had You Burned For Me. You're the Bane of My Existence. We had My Heart Calls Your Name. What is this going to be now? I am so excited. I am going insane thinking about what Shonda and the Bridgerton writers are coming up with. I am gooped and gagged just like Colin in that first teaser. Oh my gosh, the next teaser, oh, she really gooped and gagged Colin again, but not in the same way as the first teaser. Okay, so she's getting real mad at him, as she should, because he was saying some crazy stuff last season, talking about how he would never court her, and she's reading him to filth right now. She's telling him that you said all these things about me and like you're like embarrassed to like be with me and be seen with me. And Colin's over here like, I miss you, blah, 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 blah. Babe, dot, 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 dot. The tension was tensioning, okay? And then, of course, in between the video teasers, we have some promo pics. They even revealed the episode titles for season three. So we have Out of the Shadows, How Bright the Moon, Forces of Nature, Old Friends, TikTok, Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, Joining of Hands, and Into the Light. What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh my gosh. These titles, me trying to overthink like what exactly is going to happen in each episode. Oh my God. And it's going to be in two parts. So I just know they're going to probably end on some like cliffhanger. And I don't think I'm ready. And then after that, the next teaser we get is Kate and Anthony. And it's a long one. It's a long, like, minute. One thing about me is that I'm the biggest Kate and Anthony stan. Like, they are at the top couples for me. I mean, obviously that could change. But right now, like, I'm so sorry. I have to stand with Kate and Anthony. I'm not saying the others were bad. Like, George and Queen Charlotte, incredible. Simon and Daphne set the tone, you know? And then Colin and Penelope, they're gonna gag me. They're gonna gag me, I just know it. But Kate and Anthony are just like my loves. You know what I mean? So I was so excited when they dropped this full clip of them. I cannot. In this clip, they're everything. They're like smiling at each other. They look so happy. They're dancing at the ball. They do show Penelope for a second in this clip. And she looks stunning, but she's like in the corner and she looks a little mad. And so I'm curious to see like what was happening there. But Kate and Anthony were just kissing and giggling and kicking their feet up and down. Oh my God, they were like kissing in public and just embracing each other. And it was just so good to see them again together. Like, I don't, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. And then immediately after that, they give us another teaser of them whispering in each other's ears. Are you kidding me? What are you whispering, babe? Probably something a little dirty. What are you whispering? They're like so smitten with each other. I'm so obsessed. I'm so obsessed. Like, how am I supposed to act normal after watching that? Like, I couldn't function for a good 20 to 30 minutes after watching that teaser. Oh my gosh. And then the next teaser they dropped was Colin and Penelope's mirror scene. Is it just me or is it getting hot in here? Okay, I think we all know where this is going to lead. Apparently, I think like in the book, the mirror scene is like something spicy. I actually didn't read the Bridgerton books. I know. I probably should because I'm such a big fan. Wait, side note, if you did read the books, can you let me know if it's very, very similar to the TV show? Is it similar dialogue? What's the vibe? Shout out to Julia Quinn. As much as Shonda is a huge part of the show, Julia created these stories and these characters. So shout out to Julia. But just watching this teaser of them, oh my gosh. I actually have no words, like, oh my goodness. I can't even imagine the things I would feel like actually reading this scene in the book. I would probably have to pause the book and put it down for a second. Like, I'd probably be like very shocked and just sit in silence. Them like just looking at each other and like touching each other's hands in this clip. I was like, oh my, something is about to go down. Apparently, this is like the steamiest Bridgerton season. I'm like, what? What? I can't. What is happening with this mirror? I need to see this now. I need to see it now. Such a switch from the last teaser we saw of them where they were like kind of fighting. Now we're seeing a little romance-y vibes. Ah! And then unfortunately, the next teaser of Colin and Penelope, they look like they hate each other. But you know what? They did this last season too with Kate and Anthony, very much like enemy vibes. You know what I mean? So not surprised that they have this teaser of them not feeling each other. Bridgerton is really putting me through different kinds of emotions here because then the next one of them, they're touching each other again. And I'm like, oh my God. The roller coaster of emotions I am going on whenever I see a video on the Bridgerton account. And then don't get me started with this next teaser. It's of Penelope and this other lad, this lord. Someone's trying to break up Colin and Penelope is what it looks like. It looks like a love triangle, perhaps, question mark. Who is that guy and why? Why? I'm not feeling the new guy. Absolutely not. But you know what? I kind of want to see Colin like get a little jealous. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that would be good for him. Because remember when Anthony got jealous last season? Oof. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my God. Ah! You know what? Maybe this is good. Maybe this is good. But also, we all know he's not the one. He's not the one. I mean, maybe he's a nice guy. Who knows? Maybe we'll give him another season with another gal. You know what I mean? So after that one, they announced that the trailer is dropping and I panicked. Then after that, they posted a video of Penelope just solo. Penelope was so beautiful in this teaser. She was giving off the shoulder belle of the ball, okay? She was giving you eyes up and down. She was seducing the camera. I don't know. Like, it was giving confident and gorgeous. You know what I mean? And she actually talks in this teaser. A lot of the teasers that were posted before were just like of them looking at each other, or like moving around, and there was like no dialogue. This one had a little dialogue. So that was fun and that was cute. And then after that, we have another teaser of Colin, Penelope, and Eloise. The plot thickens. I really wonder how their friendship is going to progress in this next season because they really left on terrible terms last season. And by the look of this teaser, it's not looking good for them. It's not looking good. Okay, and the next couple of teasers that were posted before I get into this trailer, which is a lot to unpack, by the way, we also have a teaser of just Colin by himself, and there's a little dialogue at the end as well. And Colin is looking real good in this teaser. Ah, first of all, what is he coming back with? What kind of experiences is he bringing back? Like, what does that mean, babe? What does that mean? And then, of course, we get another Kate and Anthony moment. Shonda is giving the fans what they want. I love that it's going back and forth. Like, you could tell this season is going to be a lot of Kate and Anthony, which... that's what I want. That's what I want, obviously. But anyways, this teaser, they're talking in this one. And they are also kicking and giggling their feet at each other and smiling and just so in love. And it's everything. Yeah, they're like whispering at each other's ears in this, and then they talk a little bit at the end. Oh, also, hearing Julie Andrews' voice is so amazing. I feel at home again. You know, like in The Summer Turned Pretty, you hear, doo-doo-doo, you know what I mean? The little dinging bell sounds. Julie Andrews, it feels right to hear you again narrate the show. It feels right. But speaking of Julie Andrews, when I heard her voice in the trailer, oh my goodness, the chills that were all over my body. It was absolutely insane. Oh, she is everything. Okay, 1, 2. Colin Bridgerton. He is looking real good in this trailer. Are you kidding me with that shirtless scene of him in the carriage? Even his brothers were shook. They were like, what is happening? How do you look this good? You know what? The Shonda Rhimes effect. All the Bridgerton leads have just given what they're supposed to give. Yeah, Colin looks incredible. And then, of course, we get to see Kate and Anthony. Obsessed. So in love. They're like kissing each other and dancing. And it's a vibe. It's a vibe. And then we see Colin and Penelope. They're kind of giving very much like friend zone vibes. But there's like these moments where they're like kind of like looking at each other. And especially at the end, I think there's going to be a love confession. I don't know if that's going to be what the cliffhanger is in part one, or if that is just like a small moment they have. Either way, that looked intense. And I'm so excited to watch that. Oh my gosh, I can't. That trailer had it all. It had everything you would want in a Bridgerton trailer. Suspense. Oh, Eloise is in there talking about some, I hope you're not like gonna be with Penelope or something like that, she says. Eloise, babe, come on. Come on. Let's not get in the way of true love. And then, of course, we see that guy, Lord Debling. He's also in this, of course, to stir the plot. So we'll have to see. But yeah, that was an insane trailer. I'm so obsessed. I'm so excited for this new season. Get ready, because I will most definitely be giving you all my thoughts and feelings on all the episodes, of course, and a bunch of reactions. They also recently just posted a teaser of Lady Danbury and Queen Charlotte, which I'm also very excited to see. As much as I love Kate and Anthony, and of course this is Colin and Penelope season, I love seeing everyone else, like Queen Charlotte, Lady Danbury, and all of the other Bridgerton siblings and the mom. So moving on from Bridgerton, I actually want to talk to you about other films that I've seen this past month. And the first one is The Amazing Spider-Man with the one and only Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. Their chemistry is absolutely insane in both of these films, like the first one and the second one. Are they not dating in real life? Like, I'm confused. Wait, did they date in real life? Hold on. Let me look this up. Oh my God, they did date. I just Googled it. They dated for 4 years. Oh my gosh. No wonder. I was like, their chemistry in this movie is so real. But like, you know, you watch a lot of films and TV shows and you're like, wow, their chemistry is insane, blah blah blah. And then you watch some interviews and you're like, oh, okay, you could see how it's like very much platonic and nothing's gonna happen. Or, you know, a lot of interviews, they play it up for the camera, maybe. Or sometimes there is a very natural chemistry that makes me truly convinced that they're together in real life. I don't know like what came over me, but I decided to watch Spider-Man, and I have seen Tobey Maguire's a long time ago, and I feel like his take of Spider-Man, like his personality, was more awkward young man, and then Andrew Garfield's is more suave, cool guy, and then Tom Holland's is very teeny bopper. Now we're saying teeny bopper, but as opposed to like, I feel like Andrew and Toby's felt slightly more mature, although they are all like in high school. But I feel like Tom Holland's was very young. Oh gosh, I should do like a separate episode about Spider-Man because I have a lot of thoughts on it. But just talking about them personality wise, that's like the difference. Obviously, like, the plot in each of these Spider-Man movies are incredible and complex and amazing. But yeah, I really do love Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. Wow. That's my fictional boyfriend right there. Add him to the list. You know the part that really, really got me? When Gwen Stacy died. I was so unwell. Absolutely unwell. Like, I thought the crying stopped after Nicholas Sparks. But no. The crying happened again when I watched the second film. I thought it was so extremely upsetting when Uncle Ben died, but this really just took it up a notch. I was like, they did not have to do her like that. They did not have to do her like that. Oh my God. And like, when he does the spider web and like the web kind of looks like a hand reaching out for her, that sent me. And then when he was like, stay with me, stay with me. Oh my God, that broke me. That literally broke me. Oh my God, I'm speechless. Like, literally right before that, they had like this gorgeous moment with like an I love you and like on that bridge. And then this happens. And I'm like, why? Why? Why do they have to do that? Oh my God, another scene that I love between them was the one in the closet. If you know, you know. And then their first kiss. Oh my God, the Riz on Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. This is what I'm saying. Like, he's so suave. Just that whole sequence of him, like, trying to explain to her, like, that he's Spider-Man. And that he, like, whips out the webs and, like, she spins into him and they kiss. Oh my gosh. No one is doing it like him. No one is doing it like them. But obviously, besides their gorgeous romance, like, the plot is incredible. Like, Jamie Foxx's character in the movie and just like the trajectory of how he kind of became evil, and then of course Harry, and then in the first movie with the doctor. Like, there's just so much to unpack. Love a good Spider-Man moment. Live, laugh, love Spider-Man. Love it. The next movie I've seen recently is Rewind. They just put this movie on Netflix. It was originally in the theaters. I didn't hear about it until now. I was really intrigued. First of all, I've heard about Ding Dong Dantes and Marian Rivera, but I haven't really seen like a project of theirs. But like, I know they're big in the Philippines. So I was curious about this film. Okay, again, I am always crying. This was so sad. Like, what? This was a Filipino movie. So basically, Rewind is this story about John and Mary. They're kind of in this marriage that is kind of falling apart. John is very grouchy and just not happy with life, essentially. He was just complaining a lot. And John and Mary get into this accident. And then Mary dies. And he kind of, like, reevaluates his life. He's very upset. And God basically gives him another chance to go back in time and, like, make amends with everyone in his life and try to repair his marriage with Mary. And the catch is, somebody has to die. Either him or someone in the plot has to die. It basically just gives him a second chance at life, and it's so freaking sad. Oh my God. Okay, sorry, there's gonna be a spoiler here. I'm gonna spoil it. If you haven't seen it or you're interested in watching it, probably skip over this part. Like, when he dies and that whole, like, moment after Austin's piano concert, I was sobbing. Oh my goodness. And then there's another part where he talks to his dad, and I was crying there too. But especially at the end, that whole entire sequence of him on the floor and Austin finding him and then Mary finding him. And just from there until the end, I was sobbing. And like, they showed them dancing at the end and Austin grown up, and oh my God, what in the Nicholas Sparks is going on here? Like, what? It's so sad. Although it's sad, it does have a good message. I just really love the theme and the message of the story, you know? Like, you have to value the people in your life and be kind, make efforts with people. Because I feel like his character was just so grouchy the first half and just, like, not appreciating, like, the things around him and just being present, you know? And I feel like the second time around, he was a little bit more present. That was a tearjerker. So if you are looking to cry, watch this. It's on Netflix. Okay, the last movie I'm going to talk to you about is way happier. I didn't cry in this last one. This movie is called The Chalet Girl, and it's basically about Kim. She goes to work at this exclusive ski resort. Honestly, loving the ski resort rom-com moment. The reason that she goes there is because she needs to make some more money, and she's kind of like supporting her and her father. You know, I would have loved to have seen more from the dad. I feel like his character was just there, in my opinion. But I actually really enjoyed the chalet girl. I would have loved to have seen more of Kim doing skateboarding, because that was such a huge part of her life before. And I found it really interesting how her mother's death played into the story. But besides all that, the movie is a romance movie. Listen, I love a rom-com. Kim and Johnny, they were so cute. But honestly, we could have done without Sophia Bush's character. I don't know. I feel like they could have picked a different thing to like break them up and bring them back together. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I thought they were really, really cute. And oh, fun fact. This is my second show I've seen Ed Westwick in. I've only seen him in Gossip Girl. And so it was really interesting to see him in a different role. Although it is sort of similar to Chuck Bass. Like, he's playing this rich guy. I guess that's the only similarity. Oh, and he has an accent. It's just not as low. I liked the film, although I have all of these critiques. No, it was definitely really, really cute and had a lot of like layers to it. You know what I mean? This actually just heightened my love for like ski resort rom-coms. If you have any more ski resort rom-coms, please let me know, because loving this. Well, that is it. That is all I have for you. But before I end this episode, I have to tell you what my divided moment is. And it 100% is the Bridgerton trailer. The whole thing gooped and gagged me. Oh my God. I also love that they posted a teaser, and I was thinking to myself, oh, this is just going to be like a cute little promo, like nothing too crazy. And then at the end, they tell us we're dropping the trailer tomorrow. Oh my God, my mouth dropped so low. I was like, what? And then when the trailer aired, don't even get me started. If you saw my reaction, I was going absolutely insane, especially the end. With Colin and Penelope looking at each other. Something was about to happen. I just know it. Oh my God. I can't. Literally divide it in the span of 48 hours. How much can you shock a person? Close second is the mirror scene, the teaser. Divide it? Like what? I'm sorry. How am I supposed to get on with the day? Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you enjoyed season 6 of Divided with Jill. Don't forget to follow me on TikTok and Instagram, Divided with Jill. And if you want to keep up with me on my personal account, it's at Jillian Aaron on TikTok and Insta. So yeah, I will talk to you in the next season. Bye!